This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday. And man, oh man, it gets spicy today, doesn't it? Trump announcement coming tonight. We have our Speaker of the House, it looks like. We're going to offend everyone here in a second and talk in a very frank way about illegal immigration. Why I won't run for office so you can stop talking to me about it. The feds were involved in January 6th. Surprise, surprise. The system, how it works. All that and so much more. Oh, and Heavy D responds to Trump. All that and so much more to come tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. But first, I want to begin here. Because I saw this headline. I actually saw it last night. And I saw it too late to go off on it. But it just, it was one of those headlines that it gave me a moment of, wow, man, we really are pretty far gone, aren't we? And let me explain. The headline is this: New York City migrant crisis will cost the city $600 million every year, Watchdog says. Pause on that story for a moment. Take that story, put it in your back pocket. You understand the concept of shifting the Overton window, right? You ever heard of the Overton window? I won't bore you with the dictionary definition. This is just like a little example of what an Overton window would be. Let's say you don't feel like you have any money in the budget to spend anything extra this year. Inflation is what it is. Hey, honey, we need to do the bare minimum this year when it comes to Christmas. We can't be taking any vacations. Times are tight. And I realize that may be your story right now. But let's say that's your plan is, man, we can't do anything extra. And your spouse, they come to you the next day and say, I want to spend an extra $100,000 this year. I'm going to buy a new car. I want to go to Europe. I want to spend all this. I want to spend all that. And you say, no, we can't afford anything extra. And your spouse says, no, I want to spend $100,000. Okay, you know what? Fine. We'll spend $90,000. And you say, no, I don't. No, we can't spend any money. And now it's getting really heated. I need to spend a bunch of extra money. Okay, $80,000. And then you say, look, here's what we'll do. We'll spend $50,000. All right, we'll spend an extra $50,000 this year. Well, what just happened? Your spouse, who wants to spend extra money, just shifted the Overton window on you. Remember, you don't think you have any money at all and didn't want to spend anything extra, and now here you are spending an extra $50,000. You see this routinely happen to the low-T GOP in Washington when it comes to spending bills. You see, the communists have always mastered this, and the low-T GOP never has. They've never figured out how to play offense this way. The Democrats will come up with a plan. We're going to spend $2 trillion on windmills. And Republicans will say, that's outrageous. We don't have the money. And Democrats will come back and say, okay, $1.5 trillion. And Republicans will say, that's outrageous. We don't have the money. We'll give you a trillion. And soon, there's $1 trillion that everyone knew shouldn't be spent, but the Overton window got shifted. I realize that there's all kinds of stuff we could be talking about right now. Trump and Heavy D and all these other big things that are happening tonight. But I'm going to bring up something that doesn't get any play at all. Illegal immigration. Do you understand how insane it is that New York City is even having the conversation about having this $100 million and the city can't afford it? We should actually get more state help from Kathy Hochul and the Fed should step in. And this is what these illegal immigrants are costing. It costs us this much to feed them. It costs us this much to house them. Okay, maybe not $600 million. Maybe $500 million. Maybe $200 million. You understand that half the Republican Party, will routinely say things like, well, I mean, we definitely need to deport the criminals. Get the criminals out of here. Let's get the criminals. Or if you really get a, quote, hardcore on the Republican side, they'll say this. Well, we definitely need to deport illegal immigrants, not families with children, but the other illegal immigrants have to be deported. Maybe you said those things. And if you have, I'm not trying to insult you, but you understand they shifted the Overton window on you, right? The normal stance for a country, not just ours, modern day, the history of the world, the normal thing, the acceptable thing is if you enter a country illegally, you are deported at the bare minimum. Oftentimes you are arrested for committing a crime, and then once your jail sentence is over, then you are deported. But we have so destroyed the Overton window in America that we will actually have cities and states squabbling with each other about how can we afford this, and how they need more housing, and we need better food, or we can't afford the tortillas. How much does a one-way ticket to Guatemala cost? I guarantee you it costs significantly less than $600 million. If you have entered the United States of America illegally, you are already a criminal. You should be immediately arrested, yes, including families with children, and put on a one-way ticket back to the country where you came from. If you have committed extra crimes here of any kind or are already a criminal as you enter, meaning you've entered here illegally before, instead of going back to Guatemala, you should make a long stop in Rikers Island and then be put on a plane and sent back to Guatemala. And that may sound mean and you may be horrified. That is the basic immigration stance of any country ever. But because the communists who want to water down and destroy our country from within have spent so many decades telling you that if you want someone deported, you're a big fat meanie face, and it's your, well, not the women, or what if they're pregnant, or what about the kids, but what about families? We can't. They've spent so many years conditioning you over and over and over and over and over again that somehow makes you mean instead of simply someone who cares for your sovereign nation, that we have become a million miles away from anything that resembles a normal immigration policy. Normal immigration policy is if you enter a country illegally, you are deported. And I'm not just pointing to you when it comes to Overton window stuff. Keep in mind, this happens to everyone. It's most definitely happened to me in 1,000 different ways. I guarantee it's happened to me in ways I don't realize. And you know how much of a hardcore anti-communist I am. I guarantee it has happened to me in ways I don't realize. We had a listener one night. I can't remember if it was an email or a phone call. But we had a listener one night challenge me because I was going off about how we shouldn't be eliminating, quote, fossil fuels. I was saying it over and over and over again. It's ridiculous. Fossil fuels are what the world runs on. I love oil and gas and all these things. And I was going off over and over and over again, as I often do about it. And the listener, to his credit, I remember it was a him, challenged me and said, fossil fuels is their term. Why are we using their terms for things? Fossil fuels? What? We don't use that term. The Overton window got shifted on me. I'm sure it's been shifted on me a bunch of different ways that I don't realize. I'm sure it's happened to you. Look, and it's not like we're stupid or weak. The truth is, when you are surrounded by a system where everything has been corrupted and you have this messaging poured into your eyes and ears all day long from every different way, it's only natural some of it is going to sink in, man. That's the way it goes. That's just simply the way it goes. You're a human being. I'm a human being, although taller than you and with a mustache that you don't have. What, Chris? The mustache. You know what's sad about the mustache, Chris? I woke up today and I remembered I haven't been shaving my whole face for a while, for a few years now, but I woke up today and remembered that I grow facial hair really fast. And I woke up today and I looked in the mirror and my beautiful mustache that I had to shave in because we didn't win 40 seats in the house and just missed that one. I had to shave in this mustache. I feel like I feel like it's disappearing and I'm losing an old friend now. I found myself several times today looking in the mirror and talking to it. Like he's going away. Like he's going away for good. We've been friends now for a few days and we've gotten so close. Me and my mustache and the house. His house is not already for sale. Not only for sale, there's already a sale pending sign in the yard. The moving van just backed up. And we've been so close. And I know that I'm never going to see him again. And it hurts me. All right? It hurts me. What, Chris? All right. The McCarthy news is big today. So is the Trump announcement that's coming. And then Heavy D finally responded. You know, we'll do the Heavy D thing. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I still just can't get over how far we've gotten away from the truth in anything in this country. New York City needs $600 million a year for illegal immigrants. A ticket on Spirit Airlines costs like 57 cents. Put them on the plane and send them south. Gosh. All right. So one of the bigger news items of the day is that Trump's getting ready to announce. He's going to get a big old rally, going to announce running for president. No one's surprised. Everyone's known this is coming. It was the worst kept secret in the world. And everyone in the media wants the Trump DeSantis fight. You know, I personally want the Trump DeSantis fight. I just do. I believe it'll produce the best candidate. I understand why you don't. I'm not judging you at all. I get why you don't. But I've also told you, it doesn't matter what you want or what I want, they're going to fight. They are. DeSantis was finally asked about this today, and we're gonna have a talk. Let's have a serious talk. Here was Heavy D, reporter asks him.
One of the things I've learned in this job is when you're leading, when you're getting things done, yeah, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it. I roll out of bed in the morning. I've got corporate media outlets that have a spasm, just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning. And it's constantly attacking. And this is just what's happened. I don't think any governor got attacked more, particularly by corporate media, than me over my four-year term. And yet, I think what you learn is all that's just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of that stuff matters. And that's what we've done. We focused on results and leadership. And, you know, at the end of the day, I would just tell people to go check out the scoreboard from last Tuesday night.
Okay. Maybe you're a Trump person. Maybe you're a Heavy D person. But Take all that, the Trump, Heavy D stuff, and just set it aside for a moment. Have you ever heard the saying, if you're a boxing fan or MMA fan or something like that, you'll have heard this, but have you ever heard the saying, styles make fights? Styles make fights. What's that mean? Well, I remember in the early days of mixed martial arts, and still today, but in the early days of mixed martial arts, it wasn't that every fighter trained in every style. It was they had their style that they grew up in, and then they were going to fight someone else. You'd have a boxer fighting a wrestler. The Muay Thai kickboxer is going to fight a Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy. And you're going to figure out how what the styles are and how the styles match up with each other. But you know what? Let's do this. Let's say a Muay Thai kickboxer is going up against a wrestler. Well, the fighters want different things. A wrestler fighting somebody who's real good with his hands and his knees and his elbows and his feet, a wrestler needs to get that guy to the ground. And if he gets him to the ground, the Muay Thai kickboxer is in very, very serious trouble. Muay Thai kickboxer wants something totally different. He doesn't want to be on the ground. He wants to be up there striking. He wants to keep that wrestler's hands off of him so he can kick him and punch him and elbow him until the guy's knocked out. They want different things from the fight. So as somebody who's on team me, I'm not on team Trump. I'm not on team DeSantis. I've told you before, I don't know who I'm voting for yet at all of any of them. I want to hear how they talk about COVID and the FBI and the issues I care about. So as someone on team me, I will tell you this. Heavy D, that was a great answer out of Ron DeSantis in Florida, because he has the luxury of being in government. He's in power right now, and he's very popular. So if he can remain disciplined and not respond, then what he's going to do is he's going to fight the fight he wants that he can win. If Heavy D can remain disciplined and simply say, look at the scoreboard, look at the scoreboard, look at the scoreboard, that is going to be very, very bad trouble for Trump, who has a different style. Maybe you prefer Trump's style, maybe you prefer Heavy D's, but Trump's style is a barroom brawler. Trump does not want rules. He doesn't want a Queensberry rules boxing match. Donald Trump wants you to pull out brass knuckles because he's better with brass knuckles than you are. Now, if you're a Heavy D fan, maybe you're thrilled today. I'm glad he didn't take the bait. Great answer. And I will tell you, yes, he didn't take the bait. Great answer. This time, let's not get ahead of ourselves here. If you're a Trump fan and you want Trump to drag Heavy D into the ring, you should feel pretty good about your track record of him doing that. He had Marco Rubio in 2016 discussing the size of his manhood.
Little Marco. And I'll admit, the guy, he's taller than me, he's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". Have you seen his hands? They're like this. And you know what they say about men with small hands?
If Heavy D can remain disciplined and not get into that style, it will be a huge advantage for Heavy D. If he takes the bait and Trump is the master at baiting people into attacking him, if Heavy D does get baited, and it will be very tempting, if Heavy D gets baited, Trump's going to beat him. I don't care which team you're on, what I just said is true. One wants a barroom brawl, the other does not. Whoever gets to fight their style is going to win. Now, look, I don't go around talking about anyone's manhood. As a general rule, that's a pretty smart idea. But I do tell you to take a male vitality stack from Chalk, do I not? Because I want you to have a 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, fellas, with natural herbal supplements, not big pharma filth, natural herbal supplements. And did I mention U.S. manufacturing? Oh, and when we talk about putting our money where our morals are, Chalk is the most hardcore anti-communist company I've ever seen in my entire life. They're just absurd. They're you. They're me. Ladies, female vitality stack for you. Get yourself a couple bags of lit powder while you're there and pour them in a smoothie in the morning. Get everything you need. Chalk is how you make yourself better and stronger. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. Do the subscription just because it saves you money. You can cancel if it doesn't work. Trust me, it works. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right. Maybe you're doing some doomsday prepping. You want to hear from a survivalist, an expert? Good, you're about to. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We got to mix that song into the rotation. That's wonderful. What is that, Chris? Soul Shine? Oh, Allman Brothers. How did I miss an Allman Brothers song? Oh, my gosh. My father's going to murder me. Joining me now, in case you've been worried about things going bad for the world, and we talk a lot about that and possible depressions and things like that. Joining me now, Jim Cobb, author of The Urban Prepper's Guide. Love having this guy on the show. Okay, Jim, first and foremost, let's pretend most people are not quite as far along when it comes to preparation as you are, but people are obviously looking around and they're worried. What if you're just a normal guy? You're sitting in an apartment in Manhattan and you want to start doing something. You don't have a 10,000 acres somewhere. You want to do something to make yourself more prepared. Where do you even begin?
Start with water, start with food. Those are going to be the two most critical things. Water being even more important than food, especially in an urban area, because you don't have ponds or lakes or streams that you can run out to and grab some. you're going to have to make do with what you're able to store or what you're able to grab otherwise.
Okay, so how are you supposed to do that if you don't have access to a mountain stream? Are we talking bottles of water? Should they be buying purification tablets? What do you do if you're in the city?
Okay, with water, I like to have a multi-pronged approach. Okay, number one, you want to have some that is stored. Bottled water is great. It's inexpensive. You know, I mean, prices vary around the country. Where I live in southern Wisconsin, I can still get a case of bottled water for about $3 or less. A case of 24 half-liter bottles comes to a little over 3 gallons of water, just to, you know, make it easy for people to do calculations. So you want to have some water stored. On top of that, you want to have a couple of different ways that you can filter or purify additional water that you might source from outside the home, such as you're able to collect rainwater or something like that. You're going to want to have a way to make it safe to drink. I like the Sawyer Mini is a great filter. Boiling it is always a good idea. It'll kill off almost everything that could hurt you. However, if you're in an apartment in Manhattan, if the power's out, you might not have a real easy way to bring water to a boil, you know, other than maybe a patio grill or something like that. So you're going to want to make sure you have filters, water purification tablets, things like that to make the water safe to drink.
Okay, and that brings me to food. And I'm a big fan of this. Everyone who listens to this show knows how adamant I am that people have some sort of emergency food reserve there. But I will also say it does take up space. There's no question about that. Where do you begin?
Well, one of the things that I tell people is don't go real heavy on special survival food that you see marketed online or in stores, primarily because we're not used to eating that way. And in a disaster, in a crisis, that's the last place that you want to find out that the food that you bought doesn't agree with you. So instead, just pack a little bit extra, store a little bit extra of what you already eat that is also shelf stable, such as canned goods, dry pasta in jars of sauce, rice, beans, things that can sit on the shelf for months and months and months and are going to be perfectly fine, but they're things that you already know that you and your family eat regularly, and nobody's allergic to it. It's not going to give somebody an upset stomach, things like that.
Speaking with Jim Cobb, he's teaching us how to prepare ourselves for the end of the world. All right, Jim, what are we preparing for? That's the thing. When you talk about preparation, I never have a specific answer because I don't have one. I don't know what's coming, if we're going to have a recession, a depression, if we're going to have an EMP attack, World War III, an alien invasion. I don't know what's coming at all. What am I supposed to have in mind that I'm preparing for?
Well, here's the thing. Prepping, when we talk about prepping, we often think about end-of-the-world concepts, like you said, you know, an EMP or, you know, a zombie apocalypse, alien invasion, you know, just a spin-off of some recent movies. But the fact of the matter is we're far more likely to see things like job loss or personal financial disasters or a regional natural disaster, a tornado or flooding or things like that. These are the things that we want to concentrate on because, let's face it, the better we're prepared to handle, say, job loss, the better we're going to be able to handle other things as well. I mean, it's not like if you prepare for losing your job, everything you do is only applicable to that situation. If you're storing water, you're storing food, you're putting money in the bank, you're working on your health and your fitness, all of those things are going to benefit you no matter what happens. And further, they're going to benefit you even if nothing happens.
Jim, what are the things that people who do start, who are starting to take this stuff seriously or have been taking it seriously for a while, so let's move past the beginner phase, what are the things they're missing? I'll tell you one of the things that hit me hard after I, you know, the water and food and things, ammunition, things like that. One of the things that hit me hard was I hadn't taken any kind of first aid or medication that seriously. What are the things that people who do take it seriously miss?
One of the top things that I see over and over and over that's missed is fitness and just general health and well-being. We get so caught up in buying things and putting things on the shelf that we forget that if we're in poor physical condition, it might not matter what we have on the shelf. If the first sign of crisis, our heart rate goes up to the point where we have a heart attack, because we haven't done any exercise other than jumping to conclusions for the last 30 years, you know. So one of the easiest things you can do is get in better shape, work on your health, work on your diet. You had mentioned first aid and medications. That's another area where, in my experience, people are really either over the top with it or they have hardly anything. There's not a whole lot of gray area. Either people really dive deep into that category and they have enough supplies to outfit a small hospital, or their first aid kit consists of about four Band-Aids and a bottle of Neosporin that's 30 years old. You know? So definitely get out there, take some first aid class, learn CPR, learn stop the bleed practices, these things that could come up anywhere. It doesn't mean it's a disaster. It just means you're out to eat somewhere and somebody starts choking. What do you do? These things are applicable across the board.
He is Jim Cobb. The book is The Urban Prepper's Guide. If you want a lot more of this, highly recommend it. Jim, thank you so much for coming on and giving us some few minutes.
Not a problem. I appreciate it.
Don't you love that stuff? Chris, am I weird for loving that? I like preparation makes me feel better. Yeah, Chris said better be prepared. Yes, it makes me feel better when I look around and all the headlines are terrible. It always makes me feel better. Oh, by the way, do you remember we got to this? If you missed it, it was on Friday. There's a restaurant in Pompano, if I'm saying that right, Pompano Beach, Florida. The restaurant is called Chucker's Old Munchin. Listeners of the show, and we created a Jesse Kelly special. They asked us to, you can now buy it at this restaurant. But did you see my favorite part of the email? They go over and they say how much a family loves the show, and thank you, we love you guys too. They're donating $10 to Preborn for every Jesse Kelly special that is sold. The fact that you have made Preborn, I mean, so many of you, stories like this, the fact that you've made it part of your regular giving and regular mission means so much. Not to me. I mean, it does mean a lot to me. You understand that $28 is very likely saving someone's life, right? I mean, just like the Heimlich maneuver Jim Cobb was just talking about, that $28 you give to Preborn, that buys a scared, confused young woman in ultrasound, and when she hears that heartbeat, it's over. She's going to have that baby. It's just how it works. Thank you. If you would like to give $28, if you want to give $28,000, right, and buy him an ultrasound machine, go to preborn.com/Jesse. I do want to remind you, nearing the year end, everything's tax deductible at this time. They'll take donations from businesses, from individuals, but your support for Preborn is saving lives. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Or dial #250, say baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I want to remind you, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. Chris was just talking, Chris and I were just talking during the break about Jim Cobb, the guy who helping us make some preparations, and how disappointed we were. Because you want a little behind the scenes? I'll give it a little behind the scenes. You know, I've only been doing this. We've been doing this for 4 years now. I've never really loved having guests on. You know, I don't have a lot of them, although we've done two nights in a row. I just prefer to do the show whatever I want to do and say whatever I want to say. It's just how I do it. I don't like a guest-driven show because then you're at the mercy of the guests to be interesting. But what if the guest is boring? Now you're sitting there stuck in traffic and the Jesse Kelly show sucks. Well, now everything's doubly crappy, right? Well, the first time we reached out to Jim Cobb, we had been looking up preppers and survivalists online, and we came across, we were just looking on the internet, and we found him, and we wanted him, to be a nut. We wanted him to be a nut and sound like a nut, because I thought it would be great radio. I thought it would be hilarious. And it turns out he's so incredibly reasonable, and he's good on air, and he gives you basic practical steps. He turns out to be super sharp. And he turned out to be so sharp, we keep having him back. Chris, can't we find a nut? There have to be some out there. How hard can it be to find a nut job? Let's bring in a nut job. The whole cast of The View is available, from what I understand. Oh, speaking of the end of the world, let's check in with the Brigadier General from today.
First, let me go ahead and highlight up front that we are aware of the press reports alleging that two Russian missiles have struck a location inside Poland near the Ukraine border. I can tell you that we don't have any information at this time to corroborate those reports, and are looking into this further. And so when we do have an update to provide, we'll be sure to do so.
Wow. That's horrible. That's, in general, that's not good. Let's hope Russia isn't lobbing missiles into Poland. You know what I should start doing, Chris? Because it doesn't matter how smart you are. It matters how smart people think you are, right? So what you need to do is lie. Instead of calling them missiles, I should start saying missiles. What? That sounds more high. Michael, does that not sound more high-end? I think that makes you sound more educated. You think I need to attach a fancy word in the beginning? I agree. Here's a fancy word everyone uses. Everyone uses the word existential all the time now. We get it. You went to college, okay? This is existential. It's existential. So look, it was an existential missile. I don't think I used that right, but I think it sounds good. What, Chris? Yes, that missile could very well have deleterious consequences, Chris. We don't know. All right, quit. Focus. Gosh. Have you ever read it? You ever read something and it's horrible, but at the same time, you're a really bad person, so you get some laughter out of it? No, is that just me? Because it happened to me today when I pulled up the New York Post. I'm sorry, it makes me laugh. The headline is this: accused serial sex offender was hiding in plain sight in New York City, locals say. Where did you think he was going to be hiding? Did you think there's a special sex offender's hideout that he was going to be in, where you have to go prove what a perv you are as the secret passcode before they let you into the underground sex offender's hideout? In all seriousness, have you ever looked up your zip code on the sex offender registry? Have you ever looked it up? Go look it up. You have these scumbags all around you. All around you, no matter where you are, they're all hiding in plain sight. He was hiding in plain sight. I was sure we were going to catch the guy just wearing only a trench coat outside the kiddie theater. You mean he was actually dressed like a normal human being? Wow, you don't say. By the way, buy your daughter and your wife a hero gun, please. In all seriousness. These people are all around you. If you've been hesitating on buying a hero gun, you know, the non-lethal gun that shoots the pepper balls, they explode on impact and they stop a bad guy in their tracks. Maybe you've been putting this off. I'll wait a little longer. Maybe I don't want to spend the money. Okay. Do me a favor and do what I just said and go look up the sex offender registry for your specific area. And while you're doing that, you might as well open up a second tab on your internet to hero2020.com, because one look at that sex offender registry will have you buying one of these things for the person you love. Believe me when I tell you that. Does not require a concealed carry permit. Anybody can use it. Anyone. It has a laser sight on it. You point and squeeze. Go to Hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse for a special discount, okay? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. All right, let's dive back in on this real quickly before we get into the Kevin McCarthy stuff.
First, let me go ahead and highlight up front that we are aware of the press reports alleging that two Russian missiles have struck a location inside Poland near the Ukraine border. I can tell you that we don't have any information at this time to corroborate those reports and are looking into this further. And so when we do have an update to provide, we'll be sure to do so.
Chris, you're so right. I should have played journalist Jesse. What kind of a journalist am I? You know, I'll play it after the fact, so just so people understand, this is hard-hitting news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
I also have absolutely no facts whatsoever, and instead will just simply sit here and speculate, just like the Brigadier General. Klaus Schwab's back out there today.
We all have to work together. Corporations.
I still can't believe that's actually what this guy sounds like. In case you don't know, maybe you're a new listener of the show, Klaus Schwab is the Bond movie villain, born Germany 1938, I'm not making that up, the Bond movie villain with a bust of Vladimir Lenin on his shelf. He heads up the World Economic Forum, that has partnered with the United Nations to virtually eliminate capitalism across the globe by 2030. We are talking, this is an organization that is, well, it's their stated goal is that you will own nothing and be happy. That's who these people are. And I can't believe he honestly sounds like this.
We all have to work together.
Speaking of hiding in plain sight, if you're a Bond movie villain who wants to wipe out 1 to 2 billion people on the planet at a bare minimum, wouldn't you go to some language classes to try to clean some of this up?
We all have to work together.
In all seriousness, is he stroking a white fluffy cat as he gives every single one of these speeches? Because he should be stroking a white fluffy cat when he gives these speeches. I'll tell you what, I have accidentally interrupted Klaus Schwab too many times, so I'm going to play this in just a moment. Before I play that, I want to let you know we got a couple of things still on tap. The news media apparently woke up today and figured out that there are myocarditis risks out there. Man, that's so weird. I feel like I remember the conspiracy theorists warning about that a long time ago. Oh, well, maybe that's just me. We'll talk McCarthy and that and much more. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.